Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to third hour of RadioLawTalk.com. This is Denise Sturks, and I'm here with Cal Hunter.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm exceptional. Thank you. Third hour. We had a lot of interesting discussion so far and looking forward to more.
Me too. But we sure are missing Todd and Friend, aren't we?
Yes, but our aim is improving.
That's right. And they'll be back next week for sure. They're on assignment this week. This show, we're going to talk about more of the Supreme Court cases that are coming up or that aren't. And we're going to also talk about mac and cheese. And Duck Dynasty. Doesn't that sound great?
Mac and cheese. Especially as we go into the third hour. Mac and cheese with some really quality Nathan's hot dogs just sounds so good.
I know. And I have to say I'm hungry, and I've got some watermelon. That's all I got here.
Watermelon. Well, I've got some curiously strong Altoids.
So we're also going to hear some updates about Michael Jackson and the cases there.
Cool.
So remember, we talk about allegations only. We're not giving out facts, and we do not give out legal advice. So don't expect to get legal advice from us, but we will give you legal information, and hopefully we're going to have a lot of fun in the process.
And I think also it's hard to remember sometimes that anyone can be accused of anything in a court that does not make the accusation factual.
That's right. Yeah. And like we talked in first hour, some people can be put in jail and then found innocent, and they have spent time in jail.
And money, and yeah.
And just the hardship that causes.
What happens in that case? Is just too bad, so sad? Or, I mean, how does that work out?
Well, sometimes. Sometimes it can be too bad, so sad. Sometimes the person can sue the state or sue the county.
If they're wrongly imprisoned, most states have a formula, right, where they say, okay, if you were in there for X number of years, you get Y number of dollars, something like that. And some states just don't.
Yes, that's true. It depends on the state.
I mean, for wrongly convicted people.
That's right. And it depends on the state. And we talked about Maxwell, who was an alleged conspirator with Epstein.
Right.
And her circumstances seem pretty dire. I mean, it sounds like, you know, she's suffering a lot while she's in prison.
Well, the guards aren't treating her special. I mean, unless you would consider shining a flashlight in her eyes. Again, allegation. Shining a flashlight in her eyes every 15 minutes as special treatment.
Yes, and at night when she's supposed to be sleeping, right?
Yeah.
So that disrupts her sleep is what she's claiming. And that appeal's coming up, so we're going to have to see what happens on that. You know what's most important, though, that we have?
What?
We have case or no case that's coming up.
We do? Well,
so I have a couple questions for you about that.
Okay, sure. Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, I'm here. I'm the only one here.
I'm
so can I just win the 3 points already?
Can you just win the 3 points already? You know what? You have to earn them, mister.
And that means I have to work.
And we're going to earn them using this.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. A beautiful day for a neighbor.
You want me to set you up? I'm going to set you up. Here we go.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yeah!
Well, we all know the Mr. Rogers theme song that I just played for you. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, in the beauty wood, whatever that means. Not only does everyone know that song, a rapper by the name of Ice Cube knows the song as well. Ice Cube said he sampled, that's musician's code for stealing, the opening of the song to put on the front of his song, A Gangsta's Fairy Tale. The song was released in 1990 on his first solo album, America KKKA's Most Wanted, and Fred was not amused when he was told by his younger, more hip staff members about this being used. He was not impressed at all. Fred said he cannot do that. Get my lawyer on the phone. And he asked his attorney, case an O-Case. And Denise, for 3 points, and for 3 points for me, Case or no Case, what say you, madam?
You know, this raises a lot of interesting questions. Ice Cube now is more of an actor than a performer, a musical performer, right?
I think so. Isn't he the guy on, like,
SVU or something like
that?
Yeah,
one of those eternal NBC series on reality law.
Yes.
Dramatized reality law.
Yes, or policing or something.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, maybe he... quit the musical business because of the case that Fred Rogers brought against him. And I'll tell you what is worse than having Fred Rogers upset with you?
America's Mr. Nice Guy coming after you in court, right?
The question is, did Fred Rogers actually own It's a Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood? Did he actually copyright and own that song and have rights to that song? And so I struggle with that just a little bit because I don't know whether or not he had producers or he had somebody write the
songwriters,
song. Songwriters,
yeah, PBS itself made,
right.
Or his production company. Yeah, good question.
Yes,
yeah.
I just don't know. And there's another song called It's a Beautiful Day. Do you remember that song?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't know. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. A beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine?
Yeah, and this is not the Fred Rogers version. This is the version from the Tom Hanks movie, which was marvelous, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That was intense, actually. There were good, really good things. That's a good plot.
Yeah.
Okay, so Fred Rogers versus Ice Cube. This is my instinct. I just have to go with my instinct.
Okay.
There is a case from the Supreme Court that says that you can use copyrighted material in a limited fashion if you are using it in a new and creative way. I mean, that's a very short way of what they said, but that's what they said. And I'm going to say that this is a case, although I've never heard of it. You know, if it was a case, Mr. Rogers would lose because it would be a fair use. There we go. That's the word I was looking
fair
for.
Fair use. Okay.
Fair
okay,
use.
Okay.
So since I've never heard of this case and Mr. Rogers is now passed, I'm going to say that it is a wonderful scenario and it really is a stimulating scenario, but no case.
No case. Okay, well, that's fair enough. Well, since it's just you and I here today, those of you who say it was a case, that would be not Denise, because guess what? It was.
Oh, my gosh!
Yeah. Said Ice Cube, and I quote, "It's a trip. Because of this song, Mr. Rogers sued us. He was mad at us because we had the Mr. Rogers theme at the beginning. I actually wrote this song for Eazy-E, but he wasn't getting down with me at the time, so I had to take it myself." How did it turn out? I know. I'm just quoting from an interview. It turned out that Mr. Rogers got 5 cents per download until they edited the song and took off the clip of the song that he wrote called It's a Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. A beautiful day for a neighbor. And that, friends, is Case or No Case. How did you do out there, those of you playing along? I hope you did well.
That was a great,
so I guess
great
I guess
case.
I get 3 points.
You get,
I am
yes.
rolling
oh
today,
my gosh.
Man. Yeah. How do you like that?
That means you're at 6.
Wow.
How exciting.
Yeah, crazy.
I'm almost glad that happened. That makes me feel good that I was wrong about Mr. Rogers being a nice guy.
Well, I mean, you can't blame him because I think one of the things about copyrighted material is you say, if you're going to use it, I want you to use it in an appropriate thing. I wouldn't want a song I wrote to be used as the theme song for a porn movie. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I think you want to have some control over the use of your material. And I think that was kind of what this was sort of about. But sure, interesting anyway.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. One of our listeners has texted and said, sorry, Law and Order SVU.
That's it, Law and Order. That was what it was.
Yes. So there are people listening out there, folks. And if you want to call in, call in at 855 at Radio Law Talk.
And if you're listening, you're not listening alone because Radio Law Talk is heard on more than 70 great radio stations all around the United States of America. And if you're carrying us, we thank you. And we'll be back here momentarily on Radio Law Talk.
This portion of Radio Law Talk is brought to you by Strauss Naturals. For more information, go to StraussNaturals.com.
That's S-T-R-A-U-S-S, StraussNaturals.com.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt is flown due.
The best thing about Quick Quick Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell in your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and is clean at Quick Quick Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick 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 Quack Car Wash.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quack confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch.
It's the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see. I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack Car Wash.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car Wash. They'll have you looking sharp.
The old way.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I think Brad's the best. I'm me at this time.
This is Radio Law Talk.
Welcome back. We are now going to talk about a lot of really fun things that are exciting and interesting, Cal.
I hope so.
Yeah, and one of those, you know where Guantanamo Bay is, right? You've heard of that.
Yeah, that's the U.S. Holding facility in Cuba, right?
That's exactly right. And did you know that after September 11th, 9/11, 2001, when that happened, the Bush administration decided that they wanted to have some torture techniques. Did you know that?
Yeah, like shining flashlights in people's eyes every 15 minutes.
Yes, or waterboarding.
Yes, just as an example.
Yes,
just
exactly.
An example, right.
So there was a psychologist that was hired to come up with these torture techniques that would be torture and make people talk. By the way,
please keep in mind, this is after 9-1-1, the most egregious attack on our nation's soil that had ever taken place. More people killed in 9-1-1 than at Pearl Harbor. This was a major, major event. So the Bush administration was going to pull out all the stops to try to get as much information as they could.
To avoid future attacks.
Exactly right.
And to protect our country.
Yes, that's right.
Absolutely.
I just want people to be sure, you know, why would they do that? That's why. Yeah.
That is exactly why.
Okay.
It was something that, at the time, it was viewed as being necessary to do that. Because it was an attack, it was an act of war by terrorists.
Right.
Not by a country, but by terrorists.
Yes.
One of those alleged terrorists, he was a Palestinian terrorist, we're going to call him Muhammad Al-Sain. That's not his whole name, but that's his last two names. He has a lot of names, let's put it that way. And he has appealed the decision to keep him detained and has actually asked in the lower courts that he wants to have the identities and access to the programs creators of Guantanamo Bay.
And of the torture program?
That's right. Okay. Of the both. Of the creators of that program and also wants access to that program itself. And the CIA has come into the case and said, no, this poses a national security threat. We can't let you have those identities or allow that type of access. So needless to say, this is coming up. It's already been on the Court of Appeals. And the Supreme Court will hear it.
Yeah, he's been in there 20 years without any charge. He's just been sitting in there for 20 years.
20 years, and no charges ever brought against him.
So the federal government is saying, we got the goods on this guy, we let him out. And if we let him out with the names of these people, they're going to end up dead, right, I would think.
I totally agree with you. Yeah. I think there's a very strong national security threat.
Yeah.
But the other thing is, what if they don't let him out?
And what if, does that allow us to take away his rights because we think what he may do?
And that's a really strong question.
Yeah.
And can you imagine being held in really one of the most hideous places? Because it's not a clean facility.
Well, they have soccer fields, they got movies. Supposedly it's pretty supposed to be okay. No?
Really? Yeah. I don't think so.
Okay, a few cockroaches.
It's fallen into disrepair.
And there are a lot of bugs in Cuba.
Exactly. Exactly. But 20 years of your life being taken away, clearly if he was in the United States and not Cuba, I don't think he'd still be detained.
No, I agree. But I'm saying I can't imagine being a terrorist either, so that's, you know, I can't answer that question fairly. But if he was a terrorist, which is the presumption here, I mean, that's really the core issue here. So if we let this guy go, at what risk? What's next for us, for the nation?
I know. I don't know.
It is so hard, yeah.
Why is it also important that he's Palestinian? Do you know?
Well, because it was believed that a lot of the sponsorship of the terrorism came out from the then Palestinian Liberation Army and that particular group, and also some nations state-sponsored terrorism, too. But I think they think they were part of the sponsoring group, I think. But I don't know.
Well, this is what I think, because there's no Palestine as a nation.
No, good point.
So how can, if this was a different nation or a different national, maybe the nation itself would be trying to get their citizen back, right, or their national back.
Yeah, and Palestine has long been asking for statehood, to be recognized as statehood, and perhaps this is one reason why. So they can get this guy back, and then next thing you know, the Israel's getting under attack, or the United States is under attack. I know it all sounds paranoid, but when you lose 3,000 people in a building because planes play into it,
yes,
that's how it makes you.
Yeah, I think, you know, Osama bin Laden was really the one that was kind of, he was the one that was ahead of that. That's what we thought, at least. And Osama bin Laden, it was a Saudi national, but he was very pro-Palestinian.
Right.
So I think that that's how kind of all connectors happened there.
And pro-Palestinian equals virulently anti-Israel from an activist standpoint.
Yes.
And Israel's our main ally in the Middle East, in fact, our only democratic ally in the Middle East. So it's kind of important that we keep their friendship.
It is, but it's also important that we listen to other people. And what happened in the roundtables before Israel's estate is that Israel had somebody there that was advocating to have Israel become a state. And then literally the powers that be that were at the roundtable discussions in England, U.S. was there, they decided to carve out this part of the land of Middle East and make Israel a state.
True.
And that was at the expense of the Palestinian people. And during that time, the Palestinian, they were trying to argue armed struggle and all this type of stuff. And that was their view of the only way they could protect themselves. And really, the Palestinians were not just Muslim. They were Christian, Muslim, and Jewish. They had all the religions, and they were very educated labor force that had to split up now and go to different countries because they lost their land.
And the real issue there economically was when the separation was made, it was difficult for Palestinians to get to their jobs inside Jerusalem, but they fixed that. I mean, they can come and go now pretty much. You know, they get checked every day because there's still a security risk. But I was thinking back, David Ben-Gurion was the first elected president of Israel way back then, and Golda Meir was a prime minister who was a school teacher from Milwaukee. What a history the nation has.
Oh, my gosh, that's so true. Well, yeah. This would be heard, and we've got to listen and see what the Supreme Court says. I'm really excited they took up this case because, one, it's not an easy case.
No.
And, two, it does imply important national security. And then it also is they're going to have some discussion about how long can we hold a detainee? Because it is a U.S. facility, which is technically U.S. soil, if you will.
Well, 20 years so far.
So what do you think, Cal? Is it going to happen?
It's difficult for me to say because I'm one of those people who believes rights are something that don't come from the government. We all have them. The Constitution says it. Inalienable rights. That flies in the face of that. But we'll be right back. Hold on.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-451-1124. 800-451-1124. That's 800-451-1124.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
One day after his New York City apartment and office were raided by the FBI and electronic devices were seized, President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says it's unfair. The feds are trying to find out whether he was working as a foreign agent for clients in the Ukraine while he was pressuring the government to investigate Hunter Biden. On Fox News, Giuliani denied he did anything wrong.
I can tell you,
I never, ever represented a foreign national. In fact, I have in my contracts a refusal to do it. I have never represented a Ukrainian national or official before the United States government. I've declined it several times. I've had contracts in countries like Ukraine. In the contract is a clause that says I will not engage in lobbying or foreign representation.
Former U.S. Attorney Chuck Rosenberg said Giuliani is simply making things up. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Undead.
Where's Todd?
Oh no.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
Notice that there are no little bumpers about where's Denise, because I'm always here. Here I am.
Well, I wouldn't say always, but I'd say usually, and you're here today. That's what counts.
That is. You know, Cal, a lot of our listeners, they wonder how to contact us.
Oh.
So I was going to tell them, you know, we can be contacted at 855-LAW-RADIO.
True.
If you want to talk and be on the air, or if you want to ask a question and be off the air.
Right. That's right.
You can tweet us at Radio Law Talk. You can hashtag at Radio Law Talk. Just Radio Law Talk.
I don't know what that means.
Hashtag?
So anyway, go
it's
ahead.
It's a Twitter. It's a Twitter thing. And you know, when I just opened my Twitter account,
yeah,
it gave me this. It reminded me of Free Britney Spears, right? It says, keep Twitter free. And then I had an opt-in or an opt-out. And the opt-in was, do I want my ads personalized to me, or the opt-out was keep all the ads that I get.
Yeah, I don't want it. That's what I did. Yeah.
It was a hard choice, let me tell you.
Oh, boy, do I want it. Yeah, no, thank you.
So everybody out there, keep Twitter free. Do your opt-in. I chose personal ads for myself.
And I opt out. I get so tired of that, you know. And I sometimes think, can I have some privacy, please, here? Just because I looked at tires one time online, I don't need everything I look at from that day forward to have tires in it. Stop it. Enough already.
Yeah, it does. Sometimes it's frightening because you're just talking in the car, and then you look at your Facebook and it comes up.
That
and
is so true.
You know
yeah.
what? For some reason, my husband's new phone recorded an entire conversation that he was having with regard to football or something, and it sent it to me like it was a phone call and a voice message. It was just the strangest thing.
Well, yeah, and my wife, for some reason, she was driving across country with – you know, because she's had nine children, my lovely wife has. So that came up, and next thing you know, baby bassinets, bottles, all that stuff popping up. She's going, no, no, I've already done my time.
Yeah, grandparents don't deal with that. We only deal with fun.
Exactly.
That's so true. Well, you know, you're our illustrious producer.
Yeah.
And if somebody wanted to contact, if one of our listeners wanted to contact you personally and say something to you or give you ideas about Case No Case or, you know, something like that, and we won't see it, our hosts of our show will not see it. How can they do that?
I think that's info@radiolawtalk.com is the best way.
Yes.
And if you want to, my private email address is calhunter@gmail.com.
So they can contact you and give ideas for Case or No Case.
I love that, yeah.
I know. I think that's actually a lot of fun. And when our listeners do that, it particularly makes the Case or No Case stronger and harder for our attorneys to try to guess the answer.
I remember I got 6 points today, man. I'm walking in some tall wheat today.
That's right. You're not far behind me at all. So we're going to finish up our discussions of the U.S. Supreme Court. And it's I got an A in civil procedure when I was in, it was an A minus technically, when I was in law school.
Not so much for procedure being accurate. Okay, an A minus, well.
I got an A minus.
Yeah.
But that was one of the top grades in the class. And I love procedure. It's one of my favorite things. It's just nature that I like it. And
now, what does that mean?
Oh, that's a good
procedure. I don't know what that is. I mean, we know what procedure is in general, but in terms of what you're talking about, what does that?
All courts have to have certain processes to follow, and the litigants in the court have to follow so that they honor certain ideals of the law, like the right to be heard, or the right to receive advance notice of hearings or of actions that are going to be taken.
So a process would be you notifying the court that you want in and the court notifying you when you can get in and the attorneys and you notifying the witnesses and all of that stuff.
All of that.
Mostly centers around notifications and applications.
Yes, and in my family law experience, it's like if I file a request for order and I'm asking for child custody visitation, something like that, I have to get that filed with the court, get the hearing date. That's the important thing, is in advance get the hearing date, and then file the papers on the other side so that they have notice of that hearing and they have the right to be heard. Right? Those are really important
concepts. Basic rights in the court system.
That's right, and basic procedure that must be done. There's a lot of other procedure out there, but notice and the opportunity to be heard is just, it's primary importance for our democracy and our legal system.
And some people would say, well, I don't have to go to court. They spelled my name wrong on the form.
Well, some people may say that, but if they have another identifier like your driver's license, if you're talking about traffic, or some other way to identify you, but factually that it's enough is in there and you have actual notice, that's enough.
So you have a piece of paper with a misspelled name, you know it's you.
You do.
Yeah.
You know it's you. And even if your name is misspelled somewhat, if you receive that, even if there's a misspelling, if you receive the notice, then you have to act or make a reasoned decision not to act.
So either respond or appear or let the court know why you're not responding, right?
Or just if you decide to take the consequences, because there may be no consequence. You know, like, let's say that you let's give an example. Even in the jury setting, that the court gives notice to the potential jury, you have to show up at this time or call in at this time because you're on jury duty. Well, the consequences in all the states are pretty much identical. Not exactly, but pretty much. And in California, if you just ignore it and don't do what you're supposed to do, they can issue a bench warrant and have you picked up and arrested, if you will, for failing to honor the summons. The summons is akin to a court order. Hmm. You have summoned to appear as a juror, right?
Oh, darn. Yeah.
So there are things that can happen. But there is also things if that notice has deficiencies. So if the notice has deficiencies, like it is the wrong name and sent to the wrong address, or if something's missing that's important, you have to go to the court and appear on this date at 8 o'clock in the morning. Well, what's missing? What court do I go to?
Right. What's the department? What room?
Exactly. Yeah. So this Supreme Court case involved an illegal immigrant who had been in the United States for 8 years. And at the 10-year mark, it makes it easier under federal law to be allowed to ask to stay in. There's kind of this little rule about 10 years that allows for you to ask for permission to stay.
Yeah.
And you have to show things like, I paid my taxes.
Right. Even if you're fighting it in court, you can ask for permission to stay, exportation.
Right. That's right, deportation.
Yeah.
And so...
Exportation.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We could export him, too. Because he actually had a great argument in front of the Supreme Court. What he said was that when I received my notice to appear at the deportation hearing, it did not include a date or a time. So how can he comply with that notice?
That's a mess up. Yeah.
So he couldn't. And so he got a second notice about 2 months later and it instructed him when and where to show up. So there were two notices here. But the U.S. Supreme Court said, hey, the first notice was a huge mistake, and it did not give him the adequate notice that he needed to appear at the deportation hearing. So this is a technicality and a procedural technicality that three of the justices agreed with.
Because the recipient did not really know which of the two notices. First off, there was multiple notices instead of just one that said, here's the date, time, and place. So he doesn't know what he's supposed to do now.
Yeah.
Because somebody goofed up.
That's right. And the funny thing is, this is what Justice Gorsuch said. He goes, he wrote for the majority opinion. He said, look, this is not notice by installment.
That's a great line.
And I loved that. So he criticized the government by trying to, fix that and said, no, we cannot do it. Two other conservative justices, Clarence Thomas and Amy Coney Barrett, signed on. And I kind of have a feeling that Amy Coney Barrett and I are akin and like procedural stuff. I just feel like that's the case. But three members, Breyer, Kagan, you're right, it was Kagan.
Yeah.
And Sotomayor, because I think they joined in that last case. But anyway, they were the ones that dissented. It's a fun case, procedural, and kind of satisfies my need to have a procedural case now and then. So stay with us.
Like,
we've got one more segment of the third hour. So come back and take us out, Cal.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Denise. And I just want to remind you that you're listening to Radio Law Talk on your favorite radio station and on RadioLawTalk.com, where all of our shows are posted via podcast. You can download them, listen to them anytime you'd like, and we hope you do. And we'll be right back. It's third hour. We'll continue in a minute.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Concussion Medical Clinic knows active people.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Todd has a kitty. What does Todd's cat say?
You are a loser.
You're a whiner.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Ordity Sturks is the case, baby.
As the case is.
Hey, Cal, happy May Day.
Thank you. Happy May Day.
Did you know that May Day is a very special day for me and one of my best friends in the world?
I did not. Tell us a story, please.
Yeah. When we were kids in elementary school, my birthday is a date that is exact, and her birthday were apart exactly to where May 1st was the middle day.
So it was equidistant. Yeah, okay.
It was exactly that day. So we named that day Best Friends Day.
Oh, how cool.
And today when I looked at my Facebook and I was thinking about that because I wanted to go and send her a message, that's the first thing that popped up is a memory of her saying Happy Best Friends Day. It's been over 50 years.
Wow.
Since then.
Very
and
cool.
I'm like, wow. And so anyway, I just thought of that. It was just such a cool thing.
Well, happy Best Friends Day to you and to your best. What's her first name?
Her name's Jerry.
Okay. Happy Best Friends Day, Jerry.
Yes. Happy Best Friends Day. And she's in Oklahoma, so she's listening to our affiliate there. Another huge story that we have that is so much fun. I mean, who doesn't like mac and cheese?
Everybody. I don't know anyone who, if, honestly, even if they said, oh, I know it's not good for me, they'd still say, but I really like it.
Oh, there's just time. It's comfort food,
yeah,
don't
exactly.
you think?
I agree.
I remember when I was pregnant and I was sick all the time, the only thing I could eat was mac and cheese and grilled cheese sandwiches.
I remember when I was really, really fat, the only thing I wanted to eat was mac and cheese and grilled cheese sandwiches.
So I kind of think we're on the same line because that's what I was.
So
too.
Good, yeah, so good. Yeah.
So, what is your favorite brand?
Kraft, usually.
Okay. Well, did you know that Kraft actually got sued for having toxins in that brand?
No.
Yes.
There's no poison in mac and cheese. Come on, what are you talking about?
Yes, and then, but even if you love Kraft and you thought, oh my gosh, there's chemicals in Kraft, so I'm going to opt for the organic brand, and I'm going to pick a better brand. Do you know if that's possible?
I don't think it is.
It isn't, because according to our latest suit, Annie's Homegrown Mac and Cheese also contains the same chemicals. They're called phthalates. I know I'm probably slaughtering that word.
Close enough.
But they're connected. These chemicals are connected with allergies, asthma, obesity, and hormone interference.
Well, that explains a lot about me. Now, where do these come? Are they in the cheese part or the mac part?
I think they're in the cheesy part.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Now, you know, you can make it yourself. You could just boil up your macaroni and get some of that taco cheese, you know, that's already shredded or shred your own. Put your own cheese in there with a little bit of butter and just mix it up. And
Oh, that sounds delicious. And, you know, I make a roux when I make it.
Oh, sure.
So I make a roux, and then from the roux, I make the cream topping. And I actually bought, this is not a joke, I bought a recipe book that contained over 100 recipes for mac and cheese.
Yes. So my chicken idea wasn't such a bad idea. I read somewhere that is becoming a more common thing. Usually it's wieners. Now people say, well, I got to be more healthy. So they cut up pieces of chicken and put it in the mac and cheese. You know.
And I think there are even people that put in tuna in the mac and cheese.
Yes, now, some people I've had it like that. I like
don't
it.
Care.
It's good. The tuna's good in there.
Yeah. I like it, too.
Yeah.
I think it's the perfect protein.
In fact, I'm getting hungry.
Thank goodness it's almost noon, have it.
It is a carb-loading thing, though. I mean, there's a lot of carbs in there. So.
Yeah, so we have to track this case. It hasn't really gone up and, you know, gone the appellate route yet or done, you know, any of that stuff. It's really new, and it seems like this case is like the perfect case for Fred, because mac and cheese is one of his favorite foods, but also because he is a plaintiff's attorney and personal injury plaintiff. That's what the allegations are in this suit, is that these chemicals harm not just, you know, adults, but also children.
Wow.
Yeah.
But they didn't just sue the mac and cheese. They sued Annie's because apparently she has a bunch of other products that allegedly have these phthalates in them as well, if I understand this correctly. And not disclosed on the label, but they said Southern District plaintiff alleges more than 20 products are falsely labeled, saying made with goodness when they're made with toxins.
You know what? That's a good point. But my favorite of all the foods definitely is mac and cheese.
You want the mac and cheese.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's a good point. I mean, how far can you go to promote your product? And when does what you say become false advertising?
Well, you know, I listen to a lot of old-timey radio, and they play a lot of old-timey commercials. And I'll tell you what, the stuff they got away with back then when it came to advertising tobacco and the claims about laundry soap and the claims about tea, it's amazing the stuff they would say.
Yeah.
And now you'd go, probably shouldn't, and I think it's because of plaintiff's lawyers who came in and said, that's not true. You can't do that. You've damaged my client by lying in that fashion.
That's right.
Not true. Yeah.
That's right. I agree. I think that Fred does a really important service
out
there and makes the world a little safer for us. And me, I just divorce people and cause chaos, right?
And Todd, of course, when he's here, he defends the defenseless, which is an important duty as well. If you go into court and you go in without an attorney, look, next thing you know, you're hogtied and you're in jail. But everyone has the right to be represented and to have a defense. So everything that each of you does is very important. Me, I'm just a radio guy, and that's okay. I love what I do. But I know that the world can be, for your clients especially, a much better place because of what you do.
Exactly. And even if you don't have the money to retain an attorney in your matter, at least seek legal advice and get some idea about what you're facing. And that's really important. Don't turn to Radio Law Talk and think that Radio Law Talk will be cited by the court.
We can't help you.
That's right. We may be persuasive, but we're not the absolute say on things.
So now, this mac and cheese thing, this has not gone into the courtroom yet? Is that what we're saying?
No, it's just a new case. Okay. And I don't think even the Kraft case has has even come to fruition, if you will.
Leave Kraft alone. They bought a lot of milk in Idaho when I was living there. They bought a lot of milk to make that good cheese that they do.
I'm sure Wisconsin agrees, too.
I'll bet. Yeah.
So, you know, there's news about Duck Dynasty, and Duck does not go that well with mac and cheese. However, I do think that this topic does.
You know, I've never had duck. Anyway, it doesn't matter. What happened with Duck Dynasty?
Well, the stars have been sued, and their family members have been sued because there was an incident that occurred where somebody did a drive-by kind of shooting and shot at their house. And because of COVID, their whole family was there in this house. They're all, like, sheltering in place together. And one of them said that this particular person did a drive-by. And a drive-by shooting is a felony. So that type
Wait,
of...
Wait, so one of the Duck Dynasty people allegedly said that old Billy Bob or whoever it is over here did a drive-by at our house.
That's correct. And that would be what you would be called a per se defamation of character because it's accusing that person of a felony.
Right.
However, the back facts are that person was arrested for that, and he's being charged for that crime. So this is going to be interesting because if he's been charged with aggravated assault by drive-by shooting. And so if he is innocent, then this may have some traction. If he is found guilty, I think, I'm pretty sure, it just goes away.
He wouldn't have any grounds for that because, you know, the only defense against defamation or slander or libel is the truth. Right, so it turns out that he really did it. Then he's got no case. I would guess.
That would be my guess
too. Something
too.
That's what they say. That's what I've learned here.
I think that's going to have to be a case we have an update on. What do you think?
I think so because I want to know one thing, Denise. One thing I'd love to end the show with, as you know, is quick takes. And we only have one of us here today, so I would bet you have a quick take that you would like to share with us. So
I have a quick take that you and I can share together.
Okay, what's that?
Close your eyes.
Okay.
Picture you and I going to Burning Man.
Okay.
Right? We're watching everything.
Mm-hmm.
So what would happen if we went to Burning Man week? What would happen?
Well, first off, in my case, not much. But if Fred came with us and we had a kitty petting zoo and he wore a kitty suit, we would be the most popular act in the desert.
Yeah, or most popular with police, depending. We have to have the proper waivers.
I'm just saying.
One thing for sure, though, you and I would come back burned out.
You know it. Denise, thank you so much. Good job today.
This was a lot of fun, Cal.
Good to have you here.
Yes.
That's going to do it for us. We'll be back next Saturday, regular time, right here on Radio Law Talk.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.